This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. 4th of July coming up. Plenty of things and plenty of places to go and celebrate the 4th of July. But I would like to recommend our state capital, Jefferson City. I think we put on one of the best events in the state, and one of the big organizers of that, Penny Smith with Salute to America. Penny, nice to talk with you again.
Hi, Bill. Thanks.
I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say that Jeff City puts on one of the best events, am I?
No, it's a great festival for everybody. We really love bringing it to Jefferson City.
So the fun starts Sunday, right? 2 days?
Sunday is a half day in the evening starting at 4, and then Monday starts at 11.
Obviously, the fireworks, and you know, we have people listening. Those will be on Monday. We have people listening to Show Me Today on KLIK Radio in Jeff City, KFRU in Columbia, but we're all over the state, Penny. How long have you lived in Jeff City?
So I've been doing the festival for 4 years now. I've been in Jeff City since I was a little girl, loved this thing. I know it wasn't always through Salute to America, but ever since they had the little watermelon eating contest downtown, I've been hooked.
If someone's coming to visit the Capitol, and I would recommend you pick the 4th of July, what are some things outside of the event that people need to learn about Jeff City?
We have a great Missouri State Penitentiary tour that happens. It's fun. It's part of the event as well. You could call in advance and reserve a spot. Our Capitol is doing tours as well, which require a reservation. There's just all kinds of cool things here in this town that you know, you don't get to see every day.
Yeah, and I asked you that too, Penny, because I don't know how much people will be traveling with gas prices, but to get to the Capitol and to maybe build a few days around Salute to America and check out the great things in Jeff City. Talk about the fireworks. It's something that you have to be proud of, because it's one of the best displays in the state.
They are. It is amazing. Everybody gets to sit on the north lawn and view the fireworks that come up over the Missouri River. It is pretty spectacular. A lot of people like to sit at the parking lots down low below, you know, so they can have a ground level look as well. It's pretty exciting.
Now, what about the new Bicentennial Bridge to Adrian's Island? Will people be camping out down there?
So not in the evening of the 4th. That will be closed off. There is a security issue. You can't get too close to the fireworks.
Okay, well, I'll just sort of lay that out there because I know I was thinking of it. I'm sure there's others thinking, hey, you know, we could grab a great spot for this.
Right, yeah. Right. No, they will definitely have that closed off. You can come see it during the day, just not in the evening.
Well, tell us about the main stage and some of the acts that will be there this weekend.
So we have the Steve Miller Band Experience and the John Cougar Project. They are tribute bands from the 70s and 80s on the 3rd, and that starts at 8 o'clock, and then we have, really excited to have Tim Hadler from Branson. He does a Hank Williams Revisited on July 4th. I think it's going to be pretty exciting.
And then there's also other stages, too, along High Street and like the corner of Madison, right?
Yes, Madison stage. On July 3rd, we're going to have the opening ceremony. We're going to be recognizing our Gold Star families this year. And then right after that is the parade at 6:15 and the Little Mr. and Miss contest at 7:15. That's all July 3rd. And then on July 4th, of course, we have some bands that are lined up to do that. We have a fun little talent. It's called Show Me Talent Show. It's at 3 o'clock on Madison stage, and it's kind of cool. It's got a lot of just our local talented individuals, you know, doing performances or demonstrations.
Penny Smith is with us. Salute to America, Jefferson City. Is the hot dog eating contest around?
We don't do that one anymore.
No, all right. So we don't have to watch Leonard Steinman eat lunch.
That's right.
That's an inside joke. When we get to the end of the show, I'll fill everyone in as to who Leonard is and give a little more background on that. But how many hot dogs have you had in one sitting, Penny?
Oh, my gosh. I two tops.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, and I'm regretting it after the second one, so. All right, and then I think there's a car show.
There is. It's the Route 66 Car Cruise. We love having them. They will be on Broadway and kind of wrap up to High Street a little bit. And really excited to have them on board again this year and back down on Broadway. That makes it easier for them.
And I almost forgot about the carnival rides, food, plenty to eat. There's just a lot going on. And then there's other little displays and demonstrations going on, too.
Yes, yes. The Missouri Governor's Mansion will have a booth there with some cool historic information and displays. And in the Hill of Heroes area on the 200 block of East High, we have some military vehicles will be on display, as well as a fire truck and an ambulance for people to come by and kind of look in and see what's inside.
Penny, you had talked about the watermelon eating contest. That's from years back.
Right, when I was little.
Yeah. Did you take part in that? I could see maybe skipping the hot dogs, but what about watermelon, though?
I did. I even won the award one year.
No kidding, really?
No, I'm not kidding. It was great.
What was that? How old were you when you did that?
Oh, my gosh. I probably was 9.
Oh, all right. So what does that entail? Now, this is interesting. Now, we're getting a little history here on Salute to America with Penny Smith.
Yeah, well, back then it was just this little bitty festival they had in the street downtown, you know, where they did the turtle races, frog races, watermelon contest, eating contest, I should say. And I think there were a few more fun little things that kids and adults enjoyed. And it just was one of the things that when I moved from New York, so coming to do this was so unique and fun that I just never forgot it.
So you came from the Statue of Liberty, or did you come from upstate?
I was from Buffalo, New York, near Niagara Falls.
You've kind of adjusted to life in the Midwest, and now you're helping organize our great celebration. Penny, you've been doing this for 4 years. Have you noticed, everybody's talking about inflation and gas prices, and sometimes your enthusiasm for the summer changes from year to year. Do you notice that with crowds with Salute to America, depending on how things are going?
Yes, there's a lot of factors on the crowds. The fact that we'll have, you know, a 4th of July on Monday this year is, you know, going to increase the crowd for 4th of July this year at our location. They got the weekend to go play. As far as inflation goes, yes, it will impact it. But people still want to come visit their family. And so they come, you know, to the festival as well when they come to Missouri to hang out with their family and friends.
Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. Again, Sunday, kind of a half-day Sunday. The parade is Sunday night, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Yep, and then a full day of festivities on Monday the 4th and the great fireworks display. Anything else, Penny, before we wrap up? Any other competitions you've won, like Little Mr. and Miss or anything like that?
So, yeah, if anybody wants to register for the Little Mr. and Miss contest, ages 4 to 6, for any boy or little girl, you can come to the registration table at 6:30 and get your child signed up on July 3rd right by the Madison Street stage.
Okay. Now, were you here from Buffalo at that age, or was that past your time then for Little Mr.
No, well, yeah, I was already in Jeff City by then.
Okay. All right. So how many, did you win that event too? I mean, did you clean house when you came here?
Not that one. I didn't even try.
The hot shot New York girl coming here. And hey, well, listen, we appreciate your work. We always enjoy coming down to Salute to America in Jefferson City. It's a lot of fun. And to you and the rest of the staff that put on a great event, thank you.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Yeah, we love doing it.
Yeah. Well, happy 4th. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.